in this video, I'm going to go through three ways to get faster results as an online coach in terms of actually getting results with clients, and then secondly, how to skyrocket and blow up your business. And why you should take context of what I've said. My name's Charlie Johnson. I'm currently in Miami, but I normally live in Dubai, and I run one of the largest online fitness businesses in the world and also the number one mastermind in the world to help fitness trainers like you scale and skyrocket your business. Now let's get into things. Now, the last one of these three things I'm going to share is the big thing that's going to make the big difference. And let's start with number one. Now, number one, fitness is a results-based business. If you take someone from being 300 pounds to 200 pounds in great shape, what happens to your business? You get referrals, because that one client is a fucking walking advertisement for your story and how good you are. Because what happens? If you knew me when I was fat and overweight when I was younger, and then you saw me at 26, 27, I did my first photo shoot, like, people ask me, like, what the fuck happened to you? Like, how did you do this? And I'm like, oh, I worked with this coach. And if you're that coach, what happens? You get a shitload of referrals. And this is why the magic for you to grow your business and grow it so that it can go forever and it will scale organically without ever having to spend any ads is this. You use one client, you do very, very well with that one client, you get that one client to refer you two clients. If you can then keep up that process, get those two clients to refer you four clients, what happens is your business will scale consistently forever, indefinitely. Now, this is basically the goal of what you want to do, is you want to make your product so good that people talk about it, and your product so good that you get great results, that the results just do the talking. Exactly like we do in my own fitness business, exactly like we do in Seven Figure Scaling Systems. That's how you grow a business successfully. Now, how do you get quick results with clients? If you're in a position where you're a trainer, the number one thing I recommend for most people, 99% of people watching this, your clients are gonna want fat loss. So the number one thing I suggest you do is you actually over diet them a little bit in the first week or two. So you put their calories probably 20% less than you think. Why? Chances are they're probably not gonna stick to it very much. And what you want is you also want to understand human psychology. And business is a game of human psychology. So what happens when a client starts a fitness program? They try and change their entire life. They do that for 5 to 7 days. They step on the scales, nothing changed. What the fuck do they do? They shit the bed and they're like, I'm not doing this anymore. But they step on the scales, they lose 2 kilos in the first week. They're like, holy fucking shit. Charlie's program works. Reese's program works. Troy's program works. They get belief in the program, you, and in themselves, more importantly. Which means then what happens? They stick to the program, their adherence goes up, because what happens, psychologically, they get a fucking dopamine hit and they're like, shit, I'm doing really well at this. I need to keep this going. Which is why it's important you get quick wins at the beginning. So I'd always put their calories slightly lower than you think, and you can almost start to take them up if they're dropping body fat too quickly. You're not gonna have a client come to you and complain that they're losing body fat too quickly. It's like a client coming to us saying, I'm making too much money too quickly, Charlie. I don't want to make that much money. Like, if that's you and you hate money, then comment below, because you'd be the first person I've ever fucking heard of who said that. But the reality is that's not true. And if you said to a guy like, I can get you abs and fucking bigger biceps quicker than anyone else, they're like, where do I sign? Price becomes irrelevant. And that's your job, is to get quick results for clients and noticeable change. Because when you get noticeable change, they'll believe into you, they'll recommend to their friends, and also their friends and family will notice. You also need to do this though with getting the results in terms of a method that's actually gonna stick and sustain around their lifestyle. So try to give them things they don't fucking hate. Like, if they hate chicken and broccoli, don't give them chicken and broccoli, for Christ's sake. Like, get them to understand this is something they can do longer term, and you'll get better results from your clients, you get more buy-in, and more importantly, you get the number one thing, referrals, and great testimonials to help grow your business. The number two great way to grow your business as fast as possible is this. And Russell Brunson talks about this a lot in his books and everything he does with ClickFunnels. And if you haven't, I would highly recommend you read .com Secrets and Traffic Secrets, are two of the best books, and Funnel Hacking Secrets, sorry, the three of them, in terms of growing your business. I very much think Alex Hormozi actually really mirrored the style of these books, because they have some great illustrations to understand marketing terms. But when you look at why I say this is important, you want to be the attractive character in the journey, right? Because if you're trying to teach people how to get six-pack abs and you don't have six-pack abs and you've never had six-pack abs, that fundamentally is a fucking problem. Like, you're trying to teach something you've never done. The reason I can teach people to make $10,000 a month, $100,000 a month, $300,000 a month coaching businesses, because I've fucking done it. So if you've done what your clients are trying to do, guess what? you're the role model. You're the person they look up to. Like, Charlie's walked the path. He got jacked. He got in really good shape. He used to be overweight and a state agent in a 9-to-5 job. Like, he will have the system to get to where I want to be. Because what you need to understand is this. People buy people. So people will buy into you because they like the way you look. They like the lifestyle you have. They like the way you maybe train. They like the way you eat. And I'll give an example of that. When I was building CJ Coaching, I would show a lot of the time, like, me eating out at restaurants whilst dieting. I'd show, like, I was eating white fish, I'm eating steak, I'm eating this. But then I'm also getting to eat the desserts once a week. I'm getting to eat this once a week that I enjoy. Because then people are like, how the fuck are you eating Cocoa Pops and getting shredded all the time? And that was a big thing that I did. And I actually have t-shirts that we manufactured and sold. Now, if you actually go on CharlieJohnsonFitness.com, you can still buy the Cocoa Pop pump t-shirts that we sold loads of. Because that was a really different thing I was doing. It's a marketing nuance. I was pushing, like, you can eat cereal after training and get fucking shredded. And it's true, because I actually did that. When I first competed, or second time I competed in 2018, I competed in two shows. I was eating Cocoa Pops every day all the way up until the shows, like post-workout. So the more you show that, and you're the attractive character at the front of the journey, the more people are gonna buy into you. Because people want a leader. They want someone to follow. And that's your job, to be the leader who's inspirational. You carve the path for them and show them what can be done. And my big thing is, like, even now, is that, like, there's actually, interesting stat, there's more people that who are a millionaire than have abs. That's how fucking rare it is. So if you can be someone who's a millionaire and has abs, you're a fucking unicorn. And I want to be a unicorn, so I don't know about you. And, like, if you push that out in terms of your audience, like my audience in particular, which is what we're going to do a lot of marketing on in our fitness business, it's gonna fucking bang like wildfire. And that's what you really need to understand, is that you being the attractive character that people want to be like you is gonna help a lot. Like, if you're in better shape and you drop 10 pounds, you will make more money. You will look better on camera. You will look more appealing. Your arm workout carousels you post, if you've got 12 inch biceps, no one gives a shit. If you look pretty jacked and someone's like, yeah, I wanna have arms like Charlie, I wanna have a chest like Steve or whoever, context. Sometimes it's not what you know, it's what you can prove, which is an important thing to understand in marketing, which is why you have to be congruent with who you are. Now, the third thing which has skyrocketed my career from being an overweight estate agent 7 to 8 years ago, I hired a fitness coach, got me in good shape, did my first photo shoot, to then creating a online fitness business, leaving my 9-to-5 job where I was earning $100,000 a year, and then going on to create one of the biggest fitness businesses in the world, and now creating one of the best fitness masterminds in the world, if not the best, which is my goal. We have done that through one very simple process. Actually, one of the reasons why, right now, I can grab it. I am in Miami, it's for a mastermind. I am constantly fucking learning. I am at the cutting edge, because I know one thing, and that's this. My goal is, say, to make $1 million a month. Me not making $1 million a month is me paying, like, fucking $500,000, $600,000 a month, depending on the month, in ignorance tax. Because I don't know how yet. And if you aren't making the money you want, and you want to make $20,000 a month, and you're not making $20,000 a month, you are losing $20,000 a month in ignorance tax. I repeat, you are losing $20,000 a month in ignorance tax. Because if I can fucking do it, you can do it. And the guy's mastermind actually came this weekend, this guy called Eric Spofford. He's probably worth $200 million. He sold his business for $120 million. When he was 22, he was a homeless heroin addict. So if he can do it, then I can certainly fucking do it. You can certainly do it. What is your excuse? And this is why the fastest way for you to shorten and collapse the time horizon and eliminate the guesswork is do exactly what I've done and done through my entire career, is hire mentors and coaches. Now, I'm not saying work with me, but I'm gonna give you the best example in terms of who you should go and work with. And this is the process I look at. Who, not how. So rather than thinking about how do I grow my business, who's the person who can help me grow my business? Who has done what I want to do? Who's achieved what I want to do? Who has the lifestyle I want? Who has the finances I want? Who has the net worth? Who do I physically want to look like? Who do I aspire to be like? Who am I empowered to be around? Who am I inspired when I listen to? That is really what I focus in terms of mentors, and that's what's allowed me to completely transform my life, and why I know that long term I'm going to get to my mission and vision in terms of building the number one fitness mastermind in the world, if not, or we already have it, and also to get my personal net worth to the goal I want of $100 million. Now, that is a big statement that I'm making, but the reality is I believe that with 1,000% certainty. And when you have certainty in you and what you can achieve, and you have like unbelievable belief in your future, but you stay paranoid in the present, and you find the right coaches and mentors to help you, you will get to where you want to be. Because you will avoid the icebergs that people like me have hit, who can tell you when to turn left, when to turn right. And this is why I say one of the most important things for you to understand is that a lot of people want to charge high ticket coaching for their fitness business. They want to sell a lot for their products, but they're not willing to pay a lot for their own fucking like self-development. They're not willing to pay a lot to learn. I've spent, like I put a video up this other day, $250,000 the last 3-4 years in learning. And like, there is no better investment in putting the money into yourself, which is why I came all the way to Miami for a 2-day event. And I would say I will probably make, I reckon the whole thing cost me $25,000 of flights, hotels, all that type of stuff. I reckon in the next 5 years, that will probably make me $1 million. From the connections, people I met, changing my perspective. And this is what you need to understand. You don't know what you don't know, and you need to remove the glass ceiling above your head. And this is what I'm gonna say to you. If you want to change your life, listen to more of our content, watch more of our videos, absorb as much as you can. And if you want one-to-one help, you can book a call on the link below this video and find out exactly how we can help you with 7-figure scaling systems. If not, we also have our free 4C lead generation course, which will help you get leads on tap. So take advantage of those two things. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. I'm going to be dropping daily videos on there to help you as much as possible. And any questions or any other comments, content you want to see, drop them below. And we'll see you next video soon.